prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
We have prayed and fasted, and we are counting on God, our Father, to grant us victory in our next match. This is a statement regularly made by Nigerian sportsmen, coaches and administrators before crucial sporting encounters. In this part of the world, I mean Nigeria to a larger extent, Africa, a lot of emphasis is laid on spirituality and the use of voodoo in order to win football matches or excel in sports competitions. While faith is an important part of the human psychology, a lot of people tend to put faith in miracles from religious sources or traditional beliefs and practices instead of hard work. And it is no surprise really, as Africans have generally been accused of apathy towards reading. Otherwise, they would know that the only place where success or miracles come before work is in the dictionary. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we will be discussing the existence or efficacy of voodoo or juju and spirituality in sports. My name is Yemi Ogunseyin. Let's take a quick break and we will return with the program proper. Africans are generally a very religious people. All across the continent, Islam or Christianity holds sway, while the practice of voodoo or juju, as we call it here in Nigeria, is very prevalent. From Cote d'Ivoire to Cameroon, Tunisia to South Africa, athletes, fans and sports officials either rely on fiery Christian prayer sessions, Islamic prayers or voodoo rites to ensure victory in sporting competitions. Many national teams and athletes pray before games to ensure a favorable result, but does this work? In part 1 of this series, we pose these questions to our very good friends, China Acheru and Nuruddin Obalola.
This is Sports Planet.
Do you believe in spirituality in sports? Does it work? I mean, praying before matches.
I think this praying before matches is more common around African, maybe South American teams. More common. And my explanation is simple. Now, out there in Europe and in North America, right, they have ways of encouraging themselves. They can afford psychologists to tell them you can do it even though they can't do it. But right here, we don't have the luxury of such facilities. So what do? We encourage ourselves with prayers. So my thinking is that it's our own way of psychology, prayers.
There's nothing wrong in praying, but I don't know. I think you are basically asking God to be partial. You're asking if you are asking God to make you win. What about the other team? And they also worshiping God. I don't know. I'm not saying it's wrong, but I don't think it has any impact in the final result.
Do you also think that the use of juju or voodoo can help change the results of games?
No, obviously no. If voodoo was so effective in sports, I'm sure teams like Haiti and African teams would be winning everything in sports, basically everything. You know, there are some countries that believe so much in this, but I don't see them being successful in the world stage in sports.
We've heard lots of stories. I've experienced a story where we went for a game. We're talking about a team I was part of some years back, and we are told that a magic powder was sprayed in the dressing room, and as long as our players step on that powder, they will lose all their strength. So we have to hire boys to carry our players in their backs and pass through the dressing room, so our players will lose their strength. We've heard those things, but my thinking now is that if all these things work, I once heard that Benin Republic is the voodoo capital of the world, or of Africa. How come they have never won the AFCON? Or how come they have never won they've not qualified for the World Cup? I hear that Haiti is, they put the V in voodoo. How come Haiti has never won any world championship or even qualified for any championship? I think, like I said, these are just ways of encouraging ourselves.
I've always wondered if God actually follows sports. I mean, do you think God will support an opponent against another, given the fact that we all know the Most High to be impartial?
Well, I usually joke, even sometimes in my radio program. I joke. Don't football. There's a lot of crisis in the Middle East right now that is trying to sort out. And if you be watching football. Having said that, yes, like I said, if God is the most impartial, like we always say, how do I pray for God to make me win when my opponents are saying the same prayer? Now, but to be fair to some teams, especially the South American teams, I watched the Pelé documentary when I was a kid, right? And he was asked that question. He was asked, Brazil is a very religious country, and we see all teams pray before games. Why are you praying to God to win when both of you are saying the same prayer? And Pelé said, when they pray in South America, I mean, for the benefit of doubt, hopefully he was talking about his time as a player. I hope it still happens now. But he said, when they prayed, when he was at Santos FC, they were not really praying to God to win the game, because they knew their opponents were saying the same prayer, and they are also as religious as they were. But Pelé said, when they prayed before games, you are praying to God, one, to give them a good game, two, less controversies, and three, that the game be injury-free.
I'll take you back to the 1996 Olympic Games, where Nigeria defeated almighty Brazil by 4-3, after trailing 3-1 at a certain point in that game. What would you ascribe Nigeria's victory to? Was it a miracle wrought by God, or was it as a result of some other factors?
There was no miracle. Obviously, people would say miracle, like the 4-0 to 4-4 thing at the 1989 under 20 World Cup, Nigeria, Russia. But then, it's football. They scored, and then we... I think it was more about our talent. It was more about Kanu, just Kanu's magic. Okay, there was any miracle, it was from Kanu. I'm not trying to blaspheme here and say it was not human being could perform a miracle. But we are talking about purely sporting times here. So if there was any miracle, it was mostly from Kanu. His two goals were miraculous. So it was. Let's not put this on the desk of God.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
And that's all we have for you on today's episode of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can send me all your sports views, questions, and comments on Twitter, or just follow me at your boy Don Chichi. YOBOY DONCHICHI. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please get your copy of Complete Sports Daily or visit www.completesportsnigeria.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show. Before we go, let's tell you that referee Jose Manuel Baru Escandon went a little bit cat crazy in a match involving first division teams Recreativo Lenense and Saladillo de Algeciras. The match descended into a massive brawl, which forced the referee to abandon the game before going into each dressing room and showing 9 red cards per team. Let's also tell you that Grimsby Town manager Brian Laws is alleged to have thrown a plate of chicken wings at Ivano Bonetti in 1996 after the team had lost the match. The gaffer was apparently unhappy with Bonetti's lack of effort throughout the game and all the chicken at the player through his frustration. Well, if I be Bonetti, that one a free lunch, and I'll gladly say thank you, boss. And on behalf of the production crew in our studios, my name is Yemi Ogunseyin, wishing you all a fantastic evening. Welcome to the planet.